Artistry and elegance may just be the first things to come to mind when thinking about opera. Opera is a well-beloved form of entertainment that has stood the test of time. With most performances lasting hours and often centered around mature storylines, operas have captivated audiences that seek out the experience. Opera Omaha's newest initiative, beginning this year, the Family Opera Series, seeks to bring the joy of opera to a larger audience of all ages right here in Omaha. The Family Opera Series' first production, Fantastic Mr. Fox, will kick off in June.
For someone who has never been to an opera, this is a great first opera because the story is accessible and the music is accessible. It reminds me more of like a jazzy musical than an opera. You have operatic voices, so you'll be able to enjoy that artistry, but the music is something that's very descriptive and you feel like, you know, you could jam to it.
Michael J. Hawk joins Opera Omaha for his role of Mr. Fox in the upcoming production. Michael began singing at a young age, performing in a children's chorus. During his time in the chorus, Michael traveled across the country, appearing in various operas. As he got older, he discovered a love for musical theater as well.
And there was just something about it that you could use your whole body, you could really express yourself completely. It was a different scale.
Today, Michael performs in both musical theater and opera productions alike. Although based in Seattle, his passion for performing often leads him to traveling nationwide, taking part in various productions.
And I think it's important in times when, you know, there's political discord and the arts are currently in a dark place. You know, our funding is being pulled. So if we can speak to the human part of everyone in the audience, that is, however we can connect, whether it's musical theater or opera, I want to do it.
Fantastic Mr. Fox, based off the classic children's novel written by Roald Dahl, follows the story of Mr. Fox, Mrs. Fox, and their four cubs as they face off in a battle of wits against three farmers. Michael's performance of Mr. Fox in the production of Fantastic Mr. Fox will also be his debut performance in Omaha. Although the production is inclusive of all age ranges, Michael views his role as he does any other.
You know, I think an artist would tend to look at an opera that's a children's audience, might approach it differently, but in all honesty, the characters experience a lot of different things. I mean, Mr. Fox goes through a wide range of emotion. He's very confident in the beginning, and he gets presented with a lot of challenges. I think any person can see themselves in that. You know, at one part in our lives, we feel very confident. We feel like we can take on the world. And then when we're faced with the reality of what the world outside is like, it just makes us hold on to the things that are important to us. And that's the big takeaway I would say from this show, is that community and family are the most important things.
The production of Fantastic Mr. Fox is scheduled to run 80 minutes long with no planned intermission. It will be a relaxed performance on the lawn at Lauritzen Gardens, located at 100 Bancroft Street. Audience members are free to speak during the performance and are able to leave and return at any time. A separate quiet area will be available for any guests who wish to take a break from viewing the performance.
There is a weather plan because we are doing it here in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, if you get a ticket and you know it's this outdoor performance and it's raining, there's an indoor venue that we will move to. So don't worry, the show will go on.
Opera Omaha's production of Fantastic Mr. Fox will run from June 5th through June 8th. The weekday performances will begin at 7 p.m. and the weekend performances will begin at 2 p.m.
If you're an adult, you will recognize yourself in the parents. If you're a child, you may see yourself in the fox cubs, but everyone will have someone that they walk away feeling like, oh, I was represented here.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.